Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
That was my first introduction to Rob Reiner. Pat Brady, I would imagine that was your first time seeing Rob Reiner on screen as well, right?
Yeah, I remember Saturday nights. I think it was on like 7 o'clock. That show, I don't know if you ever go back and watch it now. That was
makes
really
you
something.
Cringe, right?
Yeah, whoa. The Jeffersons and Lionel Jefferson, it was quite something.
It really, really was. And isn't it interesting, in that piece from All in the Family featuring Carol O'Connor as Archie Bunker and Rob Reiner, who's also no longer with us, as Meathead or Michael Stevick, the things they were talking about are still the same issues we're facing today in this country. It's kind of crazy. Hey, Pat Brady is with us. You might know him as former chairman for the Illinois Republican Party, former federal state prosecutor, but he is the senior vice president of Mercury Public Affairs. And the whole world was rocked by what we saw happen to Rob and Michelle Reiner. Except for the president.
It was really something, and it was tragic. But then the president's reaction the next day was like something. In fact, when that came out initially, early in the day, people were texting me, and then many people said, that can't be true.
Right.
And then you started reading and go, he really said that. And you know, with Trump, as bad as it is, there's always like a reason for it, right? Like, there's going to be some bad news, so I gotta put a shiny object over here, so they're focusing on that. So I don't know if that's what he's trying to do, or he just hated Rob Reiner, or he's just losing it, which I think a lot of people think he might be. But that was about as low as I've seen any president in my lifetime.
Yeah, it's so uncalled for. So if you haven't read the president's Truth Social post about Rob and Michelle Reiner's death, their murder by their very own son, you know, in essence, wouldn't you say he blamed them for it, said they were crazy, they made people crazy, Trump derangement syndrome, that whole thing. So basically, he took victims of murder and he turned it into his own victimhood. I'm the victim here. Trump derangement syndrome, that's what these people are suffering from. And it's just heartbreaking because, like you, I thought it was fake. I didn't believe it at first either. I literally had to go to Truth Social and look it up and say, is it really posted?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, we as a country, as Americans, deserve better. This is our commander-in-chief, and that this behavior is so far below what we should expect of him. But with Trump, it doesn't seem to matter. But the interesting thing politically to me was, although there was some blowback supporting what the president did in some quarters, it was very limited compared to what it normally is. Like the first outrageous thing I heard him say, not first, but the first of many, when he said John McCain was not a war hero because he'd been captured. Well, he got shot down bombing North Vietnam. That was shocking. But there were people that actually supported that statement. With this one, I didn't see it. So I think the fever has somewhat broke on the just blind Trump allegiance. And I think the most important date for all of this is going to be filing date for these candidates across the country, filing their candidacies in the primaries, whether or not they're going to have opposition if they oppose Trump. And that, you know, that'll be sometime in several months. But it's definitely, I think the fever's broken a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that he still has, you know, obviously a very strong control on his party. But if they don't do well in the midterms, I think that many people in that party are going to look at him and go, okay, I don't have to toe the line anymore because his time's limited and I need to focus on what I need to do for my constituents.
Come a little sooner than that, because once they've filed their candidacy filings, paperwork, and they don't have opposition, then they're free at that point, because he truly is a lame duck to them, meaning they can't come after him and say, I'm going to fund a primary opponent, kind of like Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? She did it early and got out because she probably would have drawn a primary opponent. So it might come before the actual results in November. But as much as I think there's going to be a switch in the House of Representatives anyway in November, there are only about 20 seats that are actually probably capable of being flipped in the entire 435-member United States House of Representatives. So it won't be like the old days where you could get 60 seats flipping like we did in 2010.
And you seem to be paying close attention to a Georgia Senate special election. Why? And what do you know about this?
Well, it's one of those things that's following a trend. Long story short, you kind of try to follow the trends to see where the next big national election might go. And a lot of these special elections at the state level and otherwise are going overwhelmingly to the Democrats. And that's a seat the Republicans should have kept. And they lost it. So that in a critical state, Georgia, the Democrats appear to have a lot of momentum. So, I mean, that's just, you're just looking to read the tea leaves a little bit on what might be happening as in the business that I'm in. And I think that's a sign the Democrats are in pretty good shape, at least a year out for next year.
And let's talk about that business. Senior Vice President of Mercury Public Affairs. Tell me about that company.
Well, it's a national bipartisan public affairs firm. The leader here is, remember Sherry Bustos? She was probably your congresswoman.
Yeah.
Out there in the western part of the state. Very well-respected Democrat who's founded this firm here, or at least started the Chicago branch 3 years ago. And it's a good firm. They work on both sides of the aisle. It's global. They have some great comms people. They have a lot of very accomplished government affairs people. So it's a good place to be.
Pat, what does he address tonight during his address to the nation?
I'm not exactly sure what he's going to say. I remember watching the convention speech a couple years ago, and I read the speech, and then he went completely off script. So I don't really know exactly what to expect for him tonight.
And usually they do release something, you know, or they kind of leak some stuff about what he's going to talk about, but I haven't seen anything yet.
I haven't either. And generally, as you know, sometimes they leak the entire text of the speech a couple hours. Like at the convention, I had his speech 2 hours before he gave it. Now, he stayed on the speech for about 3 minutes and then went off and meandered. I mean, you can't do that in this setting, but I really don't know what he's going to talk about. But he, I think, senses that he's has some problems with momentum and popularity. But you know what? For all that being said, his numbers just haven't changed that much. You know, he's always in that 42 to 37% approval range, and he never seems to go below that or too far above that. So I don't know what he's going to do tonight.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We
it's
are
kind of
carrying
an odd
it.
Time. I mean, it's Christmas, you know. It's not.
That's what I thought too. We're all in the season, you know. Let's just stay with the warmth of the season, please. Let's just do that. But I don't know. I guess we all wait and see. And we are carrying it on WGN, so everybody can listen in, regardless of where you might be. Pat, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
We'll see you, Lisa. Thanks,
Pat Brady, Senior Vice President of Mercury Public Affairs.